Howdy, and welcome to another episode of the Mind Your Fitness podcast with me, your host, Thomas James Fowler, aka the Fitness and Mindset Coach. So, I'm releasing a pod every single day this week because it is Mental Health Awareness Week. And what I want to do is I want to just make sure that I help you in one way or another this week. So the episodes are going to be really short and sweet, but I want to try and help give you just a little bit of help, support, whatever that may be, for you to just be more on top of your mental health. As always, the episode will be unscripted, unedited, so I'm sort of milling around the kitchen. I'm sure you can hear the pitter-patter of the dog, because she's my shadow. But we move because dogs are awesome. My dog's awesome. If you've got a dog, your dog's awesome. So the Mental Health Awareness Week this year is specifically targeted around anxiety. So anxiety, right, kind of gets a bit of a bad press because we overuse the word anxiety, or we feel anxious, when majority of the time people aren't actually anxious. They're just nervous, and they kind of not abuse it, but people like really try to press on the fact that they have this overwhelming anxiety, this anxious feeling. And you know, I'm not dismissing that for anyone who does suffer with anxiety. And for those that actually know me and sort of know a bit more about my background and stuff, I do suffer with anxiety. And for a long period of time, because I didn't really understand anxiety, I just thought people were just being a little bitch. That's the only way I can describe it. They were just being a little bitch. They just wanted some attention. But obviously that's wrong. That isn't the case. People with anxiety are struggling. They are really, really struggling. So this is what kind of gets my goat a little bit. And it does frustrate me when people are just evidently and like just clearly nervous about something, and they're saying that they're anxious. Well, I'm really, really sorry, but that isn't the case. And we need to come to a point in this day and age where we can distinguish the difference between nerves and anxiety. So one of the sort of quotes, I think it will, well, yeah, quote, I guess. Yeah, something I heard before, basically, and it was like, to define anxiety, you are effectively scared, worried, petrified, you know, unsettled about future events. That doesn't necessarily just mean like, oh, I've got a driving test tomorrow, or I've got a driving test in the morning, or I'm starting a new job in the morning. Again, that's nerves. Nerves and excitement. You know, if you've ever done a performance or you've had to do public speech or whatever, that shit's nerve-wracking. But it's also a degree of excitement. That isn't anxiety. The anxiety there, it's that prolonged sense and feeling that everything's caving in on you, and you've got, you know, this weight on your chest. It feels like you've got an elephant sat on your chest. That's anxiety. Not the unsettled feeling of you've got to stand up tomorrow morning and do a speech. That's nerves. So, like I said, this week, the episodes are going to be really short and sweet. This one's probably gone out a little bit longer than I probably planned. So yeah, I'm going to leave it there. And if you are, you know, someone who suffers with their anxiety, what I'd say is firstly, just write down how you're feeling and try and keep on top of that. Journaling has its benefits. I'm not going to sit here and say that I journal religiously, because I don't. It does help me sometimes, but not all the time. So, you know, in the past, I may have preached about it a little bit too much. But I've grown since then. I've learned more and I've developed more. as we all should as human beings. So if you choose to journal and you choose to do it daily, amazing. But even if you do it like once a week, once a fortnight, whatever, get those thoughts and those feelings out onto paper and then you can learn to grow. I'm a firm believer of, you know, if you can see it, then you can look to change it. You can understand it and you can change it. If you don't know what you're dealing with, then you can't change it. You can't make any impact on it. So yeah, and obviously if you do need some more one-on-one support with your anxiety, please get in touch. The details on how you can contact me are all in the show notes and you can get me directly. The best place is going to be over on Instagram, and that's Mind Your Fitness Official. There you go. Catch you tomorrow.